And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have the man, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Sur. He literally has his boots on, ready to go fishing right after the show. So he's got all the hot scoop for you. So you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is, and I'm stoked we'd have Tim in here with fishing going on the way it is. Summer rolling by. It's going to be a great show.
It is summer, 4th of July weekend, and fish are biting.
Well, you know, there's a lot of fishing going on. There's been a hell of a lot of fishing going on.
The last fish are biting.
Yeah, the last 10 days or so. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Whoever's been out there, anyone knows what we're talking about. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to relate the quantity of fish that we're seeing out there between the bluefin, now this yellowfin showing up down below, there's yellowtail on kelps, but in particular the bluefin. I mean, You get the reports, and it's giant spots of fish anywhere from Tanner and above and outside, Clemente, inside Clemente, outside the Coronados, outside Punabana, outside Colonnette, guys coming up. Oh, we saw some outside of San Martin. I mean, just
fish everywhere.
The spread of fish is... It's crazy. Astonishing. Wow. It really is. And
think about that in miles that you just described. I mean, that's...
Right.
It's huge, huge areas.
And not just like, oh, we saw a little sign, a few jumpers. I mean, guys seeing huge spots. You know, it's like, oh, everywhere you look, there's a giant school up on the surface. There's acres of fish breaking. Now, a caveat to that is, how is it possible that we're sitting here describing what is probably a body of fish in the neighborhood of, who knows, you know, tens of thousands of tons, and, you know, a fleet of 60 boats struggles to catch.
The best there are.
Struggles to catch 25 or 30 or 40. I mean, you know, the running joke, of course, is this is why purse seine nets were invented.
Yeah,
you know,
real.
Those old Slavs and Croats over there used to say, we're done with this. Trying to grab them up.
There's
got to be a better way.
So is it because of what they're feeding on?
Well, I think they're, I mean, clearly there's some of that going on. They just go, they have a tendency, we've seen this with bluefin for, you know, since the beginning of time, is they go into these modes where they just stop biting on it. You know, I don't know what it is. Why one night, I mean, last week there were two nights where they just turned on. I mean, it was pretty good fishing.
Yeah.
Why? Why those two nights was,
right.
You know, all of a sudden the same guys doing the same thing, the same place, you know, we compiled nights for, you know, 40, 50, 60, 100 fish, and you know, the next night, same thing, and the next night, here we go, boys, and just giant
back on, don't worry.
Just lay under you, and you can't catch one.
Yeah.
Which is the most maddening thing you've ever seen. I mean, there's just these enormous schools of fish. You know,
imagine.
You'd be convinced that if you just had a grappling hook, a hand line, you were just jerking it. You know, you'd snag
one on its prong.
Yeah, exactly. Like looking at the signature on the fathom meter, it looks like the bottom under you, you know, 25, 30, 40 fathoms of fish, 250 feet thick of just pure
crazy
fish. It's like, what are they doing? They see that flat fall sinking through that knife jig. What the hell are they doing? You know?
Yeah.
They look at that thing.
Looking at
me
like, nah.
Not tonight, buddy.
Not tonight. Yeah. We actually, this is no joke. We had a night, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. We had a night where we had like 11 or 12 fish just working our tails off at it all night long. And of the 11 we had, we snagged 8 of them.
Wow. Because the schools are so thick.
Or maybe they're looking at the jig, they come up and just like, take a path.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you get them.
Yeah.
And we probably lost that many too, because you know when you snag them, you can tell too, because the rod tip, rattling, comes along.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
But that's almost like, it's almost worse than just, you know, out of that many, none of them wanted to bite it.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
So what's it going to take to get a bite?
I think it's just going to take time.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take time. We're going to go back into that mode. And we were, all three of us were talking about here a little while ago, it seems like every year now, we're going back to 2010, 11, 12, 2011 and 12. Every year there's a period of time, and it's between, you know, the beginning of May and the middle of July, there's a period of a couple, 2-3 weeks where, God, we just see just tons and tons of fish. And interestingly, yellowfin and bluefin alike, it's not unique to bluefin.
Yeah.
A lot of this yellowfin showing up, I was just down there talking with Brian. He said they had three schools where they were literally fish on the corner, every bait, you know, roll into a school, 300 boils coming up the line. Oh, my God, here we go. Guys, cast it out. You ready? And just,
no bite.
What the hell,
they're
man?
Eating all the chum, but they won't eat a bite.
That's exactly right. Like, what?
How is that a thing?
Yeah, what is going on?
But this is something new. This yellowfin moving in, right? It's down
that's
a little bit.
The first
bit,
time we've heard
right?
That one. Let's talk hookup for sure.
Yeah, there's new fish that's moving. I mean, it's been around down there. There's been a sign of it. A little bit of fish here, a little there, a couple of strikes. And we've seen a few spots of jumpers where they're like, those are yellowfin for sure. They got those little, cool. I mean, you can see. It's like, I know those are, you weren't catching it, but you know it's there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just, 3-4 days ago, Evan there on the Spirit, he got on some fish that were basically west of calling that, maybe a little above that. But anyway, he pieced together a day, 40, 50 fish.
That's awesome.
The other guys got down there, same thing. A lot of wild spots, you know, little spots of fish.
Okay.
But you stop, you get two or three, stop, get four or five, stop, get none.
But is that common when the fish first show up that they're in little batches like that, or does that not necessarily matter?
It's really common.
Okay.
Yeah, really. It's signature, you know, fish moving in, and that's generally a sign. I mean, if you're seeing a little bit in a lot of places, there's a lot around.
That's great.
It's just down.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we're going to see that yellowfin move up. We're going to see it get in here local.
And some Dorado, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nino's showing up, so, you know, El Nino's here.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, that's another good sign.
Yeah.
You know, everything is setting up as it should for
at
these
the right
fish
time.
To finally move in, accumulate, and then, as we've seen in the past, you know, you get this yellowfin in there, and it actually starts biting a little bit, gets a grotto in there. That has a tendency to inspire those bluefin. You get those stops where it's like, hey, there's some eating going on, you know.
That's cool.
You know, maybe they'll join the mix and get it with the program, too. It's what we've seen, again. If I go back in my fishing memory, many a time we get this lull somewhere. And again, it's a 2-3 week lull where we see a bunch of fish. It doesn't really bite all that good. You just get little flashes in the pan, you know, a couple of days, a day a week, you know, for 3-4 weeks, and then it turns on again, you know, come the middle of July, come the end of July, whatever, in there, all of a sudden everything, it realigns, and whether it gets off that little feed, it eats it all, water temperature elevates. I think that has something to do with it.
It sure did the same thing last year, and then it did it one more time in the fall, and both times everybody said, oh, this is it, man. We had an early season, and that was it, and you hear all the ho-hums, and then the switch fires right back on again, and it's back to just, hey, this is the best season we've ever had. I can't believe it. You know, you forget very quickly about the slowdown, but it has happened every year for the last couple of years.
It has, yeah. And you know, it's a reason, the most compelling reason that I can think of to just keep going fishing. You know, we see it all the time where, oh, you know, they're not biting, and well, my knee's kind of bugging me, you know, whatever. But it's, you just got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go.
There's a low pressure coming in right now. Little bit of wind not a whole lot, but a little bit of wind the next few days.
Yeah, it's going to breeze up.
Could change things, right?
Well, yeah, I think it's actually good. I've said it.
Some kind of change.
Yeah,
right?
Anything. Just you know, yeah, there's going to be a little rock and roll.
Maybe the weather's been
gonna,
too good, right?
Yeah, it's going to turn over, create a little bit more upwelling, mm-hmm. you know, rearrange things.
Yeah.
Usually what we see when the wind blows a little bit, you know, you get the, when it's flat calm for all that time, the water just pools, you know. It's all of the breaks and edges, you know, at least on the surface, they all just go away. They get mingled, and you can't really tell. And when the wind blows, you get that upwelling, turns things over. It aligns those edges. They become a lot sharper. You know, if you're using a 50-meter, it doesn't matter all that much. But just for surface temp, it makes a huge difference. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Now, you're literally getting on the Royal Star as soon as we're done with the show here.
Exactly.
And as soon as we're finished.
But just went by us.
Yeah, look at that.
Just
coming back from
fuel, right?
Just
flash fuel on.
Yeah. And somebody's taking that to the fuel dock for you. You jump on the boat. Where are you going? What are you going to do? How many day trip?
We depart on an 8-day.
An 8-day.
We're southbound. And, you know, in the perfect world, we head down. We look the whole way on our way down. Hope we run into something that stops us short. If not, we start on the bottom end, the ridge. You know, we may go to a layout site and decide yet. But we'll fish down there for, you know, 2-3 days, see if we can't make a catch on whatever's available down there.
It's been good yellowtail fishing, right?
Yeah, there's been some really good yellowtail fishing down there, really, and multiple spots, too.
Yeah.
And it sounds like some yellowfin are starting to move in. They're showing in more places. Some of the dolphins around there, I guess, had you know, little, you know, scattered jig strikes in them. So, again, the sign along the whole coast is starting to set up. You saw there was a couple of it's a couple storms down there, generated some south swell.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That pushes a little bit of that warm water up, kind of creates that initial wave that we, again, hope will lead to bigger and better things happening here. I mean, I know it's going to. We already see the setup. So,
yeah. So describe, for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with long-range fishing, describe an 8-day trip. Like, how long, you leave the harbor, you go get bait, and how long are you driving, where are you going?
So we'll take off this afternoon, or we'll take off in the morning, probably we'll be underway by, say, 10:30 or so. And then the first day, if I've got my sights set on starting down below, so we'll travel this afternoon. That said, I'm looking, and basically I'm looking, gathering information for either the back end of the trip, but also to share with the fleet, because there's so much fish around. Again, we're just mapping things.
And you're talking to people constantly.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the following day is, we basically treat it as a travel day, but it's the same thing. You never know what's going to stop you, especially at this time of year. So we're looking. That said, we'll use this trip as an example. There's kind of nasty weather down there forecast, which is, southeast is a great direction to be going when it's blowing 25 from the northwest. You know what I mean? You just slide.
Yeah,
get down there.
All behind you.
Yeah, get down there past the islands. And then the following morning, then we're full speed looking. with plans to get down to the Ridge region or Alejos, depending on which destination we choose. We get down there on Monday morning at about, you know, between 9 and 10 o'clock, roughly. So you fish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday down there, moving around, doing whatever you choose to do. Ideally, we're mixing it up. You know, if we have good fishing, say, on yellowtail in the morning, maybe we get 100 or we get our limits that morning, we'll go try to target some yellowfin offshore in the afternoon. We'll sling some jigs and see maybe if there's a wahoo around. We'll try to bottom fish, see if we get a grouper or something like that, you know, like mix it up. Maybe we'll head out to Alejos. If we do really well on yellowtail, we'll head out to Alejos and see if we can't get a wahoo out there.
Alejos Rocks is a spot a couple hundred miles off the coast.
It's a couple hundred miles west of Mag Bay. Closest point of land, about 150, that's up there towards San Pablo. But anyway, we'll fish down there probably till, you know, Wednesday, midday, Wednesday afternoon, and then Thursday head back up, traveling, looking again. Anytime we're in the daylight hours, we're looking, and then set ourselves up likely to fish offshore again local here on Friday. Spend the whole, you know, get up here whatever midnight or so Thursday and fish all day offshore.
Yellowfin, bluefin, exactly. All of the above.
Hoping like hell that fish is ready to go on the bite on the back end of the trip. Looking all the way, yeah. Looking Thursday. Caveat to that, of course, is just what the weather is. I mean, a lot of times, if the weather's really up and snorting, we'll go in and hug the coast, work our way up and target coastal fish, you know, see if we can't get a trophy yellowtail somewhere. I mean, we do all kinds of stuff in there, you know.
It's been some of the most fun on Royal Stars with, like, funky get out of the way or come up early, and you guys have a lifetime of doing that and just putting fun stuff together. Maybe out of the ordinary for what would be on Royal Star, and everybody's hooting and hollering and throwing lures, and it becomes like the highlight of the trip.
Yeah.
And it might be something you just did to get out of the weather, but it becomes everybody's favorite because everybody's having a good time and the vibe on the boat's mellow. And
we had an afternoon, which, I mean, it consisted of like 2 hours last year. It was in the fall coming up the coast. We had 28 legal halibut drifting in this bay.
How cool is that?
Out of the 28, we probably had 40 that weren't legal. I swear to God, we had the it's a perfect example of that. I mean, you just never know. We had times where there was like three or four going at once.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
And you've had days like that with sea bass, too, down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like white sea bass.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this time of the year.
I mean, you just never know.
Well, that's the advantage of long-range fishing is you can go where you need to go because there's a lot of fish around.
Yeah. And you have the time to get to do fun stuff like that.
That's right.
You're not on we've got X amount of hours to get the entire thing done. We got to be boom, boom, boom. Like, if you want to commit a half a morning to going to try and catch a grouper, why not? Because you got 2 days in front of it, and you got 4 days after it.
If you'd asked me today, like, what's the biggest difference between long-range fishing in 2022 versus 1992 or even 2002, I can say definitively recognition to the fact that it's a total fishing experience. It's a vacation, which we're not cavalier about making a catch of fish. That's our priority. But at the same time, doing things like we're talking about, rather than just hell bent on catching every last fish in the ocean. And, you know, if you don't, it's the end of the world. And, you know, yada, 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 like go out and beat our brains out, you know, trying for one last fish rather than taking a, you know, beautiful coastal tour and stopping and making some drifts here and there.
Having some fun.
The biggest difference today is recognition of that fact that everybody and hands down, everybody's on board. I mean, 25 years ago, if I'd have said, okay, guys, we got, you know, a choice. We'll go out and we could get a bluefin, you know, 25, a 10-foot seas, and we get the crap kicked out of us. You know, we can go try for a bluefin, or we can run up the coast. You know, it'd be 20 hands would go up. Oh, let's get that one bluefin.
Whereas today,
every hand goes up coast.
Yeah. Let's go calico bass, blue eyed sea bass, yellowtail,
reds.
I got to turn that thing into six more cans. Like, I want to get that bluefin.
That's exactly right. You know, I'm sure that played big into it. But you know, overall, I mean, the
no doubt
the result, the end result is today a long range trip it's far, far more enjoyable from the angling perspective.
True, I mean, variety.
It just is. It's far more enjoyable from a vacation perspective, from an angling perspective, from the quality of the fish perspective, which, you know, that's played huge into it. That just bringing in that RSW product is not about just going and filling the holds, because what the hell are you going to do with all of it anyway? You know what I mean? It's about mixing and matching and introducing anglers to the beauty of fishing down off of northern southern Baja. It's just everything that piece of ocean has to offer is all wrapped up in a long range trip at this time of year, an 8 day. It's 7 or 8 days, the absolute perfect trip to take advantage of
everything out there. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. So much great info going on today, and we want to have you be a part of it. If you want to join us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Phone lines are already packed up, but we do have two lines open, so it's a great opportunity to call on what no doubt will be a very busy show. So again, 213-432-1090. Or if you want, you can participate in the show via text message. It's been a hugely popular addition to Let's Talk Hookup. The text the show option is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download from your iTunes or your Google Play Store. Your App Store or the Google Play Store. Free download. Great way to participate and listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way to text in your question. And with the text, make sure that you include your contact info. So if you win the prize at the end of the show today, we can get a hold of you and get you your info, because man, what a prize we have for one lucky caller at the end of today's show. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on board a full day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And you know what great fishing those guys had. I thought their count was so fun yesterday. I mean, you can tell the transition that Tim's talking about is happening. They had yellowtail, they had Dorado, but they also had Bonita and they had halibut. And I mean, it was just such a smorgasbord of stuff going on right now. So a great opportunity to get to go fishing on the Liberty. Again, if you want to get through, text the show or 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meet. No matter where you are, North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like the Barletta, Godfrey, and Hurricane pontoon boats, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Bay Tank, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect center for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Moselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. For quality. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers, but Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. Having a great time this morning. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Your shot at winning that trip on the Liberty and joining us in the fun.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump in the phones. They want to talk to Captain Tim.
You got it, man. Well, we're going to start with a great buddy, Don from Woodland Hills, is getting us started here on the phones this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for getting us started.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Independence Day weekend to everybody out there on the Let's Talk Hookup Network. Captain Tim, I have a question for you on the sinker rig. I seem to run into problems with the line wrapping around the sinker, and I tape it down. I have it snug, the sinker snug up to the line, but I just can't seem to get the cadence dropping the rig down to the zone without wrapping it all up. Got any hints?
Drop it slower, control the rate of drop. I mean, that would be my first go-to piece of advice. I mean, I've had that a few times, especially when you use a rubber band, when you wind it up, it comes up and it's twisted up. But the majority of the time, if you control the rate of the drop, like you don't want the sinker to get ahead of the bait, you just ease it on down there. That would be the best advice I could give you. You can try setting up that other the drop shot style too. That would likely eliminate that problem. I don't know if you set up that way, but we have
explain
guys.
Explain that drop shot idea to our listeners that may not be familiar.
So we started doing it, following the lead of a couple of the other guys who had success with it. I can't say that it's been overwhelmingly successful. I mean, we do both. And I'd say the number of bites we're getting is about equal, but we've had guys that just absolutely swear by it. I mean, basically, you can do it a couple of ways, but, the easiest way is just with a smaller piece of monofilament, say like 15 or 20 pound, tie a second knot, onto the eye of your hook, tie a sinker on with a, piece of line that's 2 or 3 feet long, and there you go. So your bait is actually fishing above the sinker. Mm-hmm. The sinker is at the bottom.
Hook up,
exactly. Yeah. No sinker bait and drop it down. You look at the thing and go, why would one bite it like that? But they do. Yeah, and that would, I don't know if you rigged like that, Don, but from what you're describing, that keeps your bait above the sinker all the time. Mm-hmm. The only way it wouldn't be above the sinker is if a fish bites it and, swims up and wraps it up. But otherwise, that might be a method to try that would alleviate that
problem. Has been successful.
Oh, yeah. It's been really successful. I mean, I know, especially some of the local guys that started doing it, they just wailed on them using that method. Again, we haven't yet, but I'm sure there's those certain times for whatever reason, the fish are feeding that way. It's a daytime rig. The fish are feeding that way. They're locked on.
How long is the piece between the sinker?
Like 2 or 3 feet.
Okay. So not a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You can make it longer, but it doesn't need to be longer than that. What, 3 feet, 36 inches, make it 3.5 feet.
Ever since fishing with you back in the day and seeing fish eat a chandelier rig where you slide a bunch of sardines on and put a sinker above it, any point in my life after seeing a fish get caught on that, I'm convinced that anything with attached to a sinker will get a bite. I mean, if they're going to bite that, there's no deal.
Yeah.
You get something down into their zone, they're going to bite it. That is the worst looking, but still super effective thing. Like at that point, I'm convinced you get something in the zone with a sinker, you're likely going to get a bite.
Yeah, that bait's smaller especially, which we've done. You know, we've tried the chandelier rig on that drop shot set up, and it works.
That's wild.
Yeah. Hey, Don, great question. Thanks a lot for getting us started here this morning. Thanks a lot for the call. Tom Nelson from Hesperia has a question. I'll be going on a five-day trip late in December. What kind of weather can I expect, and what are your tackle recommendations?
Typically in late December, when one of the reasons those trips are so popular is you get that Santa Ana set up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's better. It's good weather more often than not during that time frame. And so you look at it historically, the last 20 years, we've probably had 15 trips where the weather's been good and 5 trips where it hasn't been good. So, you know, I think that the odds favor good weather at that time of year. That said, it's December. You know, going into January, it's going to be cooler. You know, it's a long pants and jacket situation, no doubt about it. As far as your gear goes, I mean, it's a setup for bluefin offshore. The last 5-6 years, there's been really good bluefin available at that time of year. Just depending on where, sometimes down the coast. Sometimes up there west, like last year, it was still west of Clemente. The guys went up there and fished Tanner Bank and the like. So it was, you know, it was a cold weather affair. No doubt, but they caught good bluefin.
Fighting.
Yeah. Same bluefin gear. You know, you have to be ready for everything. You got to have anywhere from your 40-pound all the way up to your big gear, your 100 or 130-pound for your nighttime rigs. And then it could end up being a coastal thing. I mean, if that bluefin's a flop, you know, maybe you're going to go down the coast and target whatever you can find down along the coast, be it yellowtail, be it variety. Really, the best thing to do on that time, on a trip at that time of year, as far as your tackle setup, your preparation, and I'll just say your preparation for the trip overall, fishing-wise, is wait until 2 weeks before the trip, and then call.
Yeah,
because
find out what's going on.
Yeah, there's just been such an extreme in what's available, where it's available.
Right. You could be fishing 200-pound bluefin, or you could be fishing 30-pound yellowtail.
That's correct.
Ten years ago, that was a rock cod and ling cod trip.
Yeah.
And then it morphed into, hey, there's some great coastal yellowtail fishing and yo-yo jigs, and then it became a great yellowtail trip that maybe would fish cod. And then it turned into
bluefin,
you know,
might go on a coast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
What about those years where all that big fish was down below too?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we had, I don't know, it was 4 or 5 years ago that fish was outside of between San Martin and Colnett, kind of on a line, but out there.
Is that kind of as far as you can go on a 5-day?
Oh, no. You can go down and fish along the coast. You can fish, you know, outside the island. So you got good range on a 5-day.
5-day.
Yeah. Even in Guadalupe's Vale, you go to Guadalupe. I mean, it's you got a lot of range on a 5-day. Yeah, you go down and fish San Pablo. Matter of fact, the first long range trip I ran when I was 21 on Royal Polaris was a 5-day. It was the winter special, December 26th through January 31st. That was my inaugural long range trip, and we kicked the daylights out of the yellowfin tuna at San Pablo.
Wow.
Yeah, went down there, and we had some pretty good yellowtail fishing too, but it was just ridiculous.
Really good
yellowfin
fishing.
Tuna fishing. Yeah, I think, but you know, at the time it was 1989, so we had. A lot.
So be ready, Tom. To catch some fish.
That RP after Christmas trip is like oftentimes that's the inaugural, like, all right, next man up. That's like a
– oh, yeah.
And I've heard a lot of that, and we got to see it over the years. That's like often when the new guy gets his first shot. Like, that's kind of a traditional trip for the next man up to run.
Yeah, that's the, as Loomis used to say, they'd call in the specialist.
That's pretty cool.
The specialist.
Yeah. Well, the phones are packed. I know everybody wants to talk to Tim. Let's jump right back into him and talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's your Alaska trip with Wyatt?
Everything's awesome, buddy. Alaska was really fun, and yeah, super cool. That trip to Kingfisher was always such a special trip for Dad and I. So to get to go up there with my son was just like it was all kinds of cool, man. We had a great time. It was really fun, John.
Very cool. Hey, Tim, my question for you is, I've done a bunch of different long range trips. What's your favorite between an 8-day and a 10-day? Other than you get to fish more.
A 10-day definitely broadens your options. I mean, if I was going to go on a trip in the fall myself, I would go on a 10-day over an 8-day just because it expands your options. You know, an 8-day, you got a couple of shots. You have the benefit of all the variety in the fall down there. You shot at wahoo, dorado, yellowfin, yellowtail. Alejos, the Ridge. You take away that option down below Mag Bay on an 8 day. You know, if big tuna is in your list of target species, you probably aren't going to have that on an 8 day. That's the biggest difference. That time of year, I love fishing down there. You know, for Mag Bay South, there's a tremendous amount of potential offshore for Dorado, Wahoo on kelps, yellowfin, of course, and then, of course, those big bastards that are down there, you know, at any given time, anywhere between Potato Bank, Finger, Lusitania down there. So that's really the biggest difference. I, again, personally, like having that I like having that time to build a trip. You know, it gives you 5 or 6 days down there in the zone as opposed to 2 or 3. So if you're talking about the fall, 100%, I'd be favoring a 10-day. At this time of year, certainly an 8-day. I think an 8-day is plenty of time because that zone down there south of Mag Bay really doesn't open up until more. It's more of a fall fishery.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, John. Appreciate that very much.
Well, speaking of fishing down south, we're going to talk to the guy that's always got our Baja and Mainland catch port. That's the Cast Man. And, hey, top anglers know that the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know that Gamakatsu also has amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200? It's a reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage. Also, that Gamakatsu killer lead heads that they have. They got a great line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For more complete lineups, check out Gamakatsu.com at your local tackle dealer. And we got the Cast Man, Richard Castanader from Cast Tours, standing by. What's up, Cast?
Hey, good morning, boys.
Cast Man.
Hey, man, I just got back from Bay of L.A., and I'll tell you, yellowtail fishing there is on fire. It's nice quality fish, up to 35 pounds. Got to work for them, though. You got to fish them 250 to 300 feet deep using knife jigs, but they really pay off. I mean, we were getting limits every day on the yellowtail, plus a pretty good shot at Cabrilla also. But weather was good, nice. You know, a little windy a couple of days, but fishable, and just had a great time. And brought back plenty of nice yellowtail fillets and Cabrilla fillets from down in Bay of L.A. Spoke with Danny Talamantes, our charter master down at Loretto, and Loretto is on fire. Let me tell you, the yellowtail and the Dorado are in, and their guys are just getting limits of all of that, along with there are also reports of grouper. Talked to a couple guys who just got back. They had a 50 and a 70-pound grouper, along with some in that old 10 to 20 pound class. And but yeah, the fishing is really, really going off in Loretto. The Dorado are in there, and they're in there in big numbers. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo there, Bob Lewis there from La Playita, Baja Bob, sent me a fish report. He said early in the week there was a guy jigging for Red Snapper, 40 pound line and 60 pound leader, and hooked a big fish. And after about an hour, hour and a half on it, brought in a 330-pound yellowfin tuna.
Oh, nice
amazing
one.
Catch.
Yeah,
amazing catch. Amazing yeah. catch. But, yeah, the tuna are in those high spots there just inside the Sierra Cortez around Punta Gordo there at the Iman, San Luis, Vinorama area. Also, a good Dorado bite going on. Stripe marlin, if you want them, they're there. And along the beaches there, the roosters are coming in and in good numbers and some nice quality fish there. Reports 30, 40-pound fish, but probably another week or two you'll see those 60, 70-pounders coming in through that area and you know, all the way up the East Cape and La Paz. But fabulous fishing going on down
yeah.
there.
Hey, Castman, I know Tuesday is a big day, right? Is that right? It's the Castman's 82nd birthday. Is that true?
Unfortunately, it is true.
Hey, man, you're a stud. I mean, you are an absolute stud. You're amazing. All these trips and stuff.
I've been blessed. And, you know, not only married to a wonderful woman, but four beautiful daughters and a bunch of grandchildren. And I'm going to keep at it as long as I can, Pete. You know me.
You better, man. We got a lot of trips left to go on together, for sure. And always a pleasure hanging out with the Cast Man and going fishing with the Cast Man. I know you've got a contingent of people that they just do that. So happy birthday, Cast Man.
Yeah, happy birthday, Cast.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday and a year older.
Yeah, and how do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing with the cast man?
Well, give us a call at 800-593-6510, or you can check us out on the web at www.castdoers.com.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Appreciate a great report, Cass, and we look forward to talking to you. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more with Captain Tim. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we're talking about fishing on the Royal Star, and I know they have a whole contingent of them, and that is Shimano Talikas.
Especially with the time that we're talking about right now, when you don't know if the next school that you roll across is going to be school-sized bluefin or school-sized yellowfin or medium-sized bluefin or big ones, having a Talika reel in your hand so that you have the, you know, you have a reel that's got the guts to deal with it. When you hook the wrong fish at the right time, sure is nice having a Talika in your hand knowing that you're still in the driver's.
Yeah, for sure. Talika is, and the whole lineup, you know, my favorites, the 12, the 16, and the 20.
Well, don't forget about the 10. Don't sleep on the 10.
The 10, oh, yeah. How can you forget about
especially
the 10, right?
When there's fishing like we're talking about right now, school-size yellowfin, fly line, and a live bait on a small reel that fits in your hand. But if you happen to hook a 50-pound bluefin while you're fly lining for a little school guy, you still got plenty of reel to do with.
That's true. What about the 50, though? You're fishing that kite? Man, the 50 is the machine.
Tractor.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
Check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the Shimano Talika lineup.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care. $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds to the comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook. I'm having a great time here this morning talking fishing, all kinds of great stuff going on. If you want to join us, one line open, 213-432-1090.
All right, and you have a great text, huh?
Yeah, I thought so for sure. This one's coming from Steve and OB. Says, Tim, I've been before, and I love the quick hit fishing. Any chance that we're going to be doing Trace Marias, vicinity trips again this year?
I'm still up in the air on that one. I don't want
basically
to go to
Mazatlan trips.
Yeah, I love the Mazatlan ideas. God, those things are just phenomenal trips. That said, I'm a little skeptical about the fishing down there around the in that Maria's vicinity has really been flat the last few years. We had a lot of success down there 10, 15, 20 years ago, you know, outside of there, 10, 15 miles, 12, you know, between the bank and the islands. And that fish is just, it's just dried up. You know, it has not been reliable. So you know, not based on the success of running the trips out of Mazatlan, which is, you know, it's like paradise. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
and
great
just
spot.
What a phenomenal place to run out of. The people just, I mean, I can't say enough about how positive that whole experience is. I also recognized, going back to what we talked about before, good fishing is still the foundation of our success.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's been...
So they're not on the schedule for 2023?
Not yet. I haven't put them on there.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting to see, you know, how things develop. You know what I'm talking about.
I get where that quandary's at because it's such a cool trip. The trip on paper is perfect. But they have to, you know, the fishing has to go inside with it. Like,
yeah, it really does. I mean, I just don't want to. I know how good the trips are. I know how good the prospects are. But again, you know, I don't want to myself or you know, stick one of our other operators with a situation where you're just struggling to wring water out of a crowbar, you know, for 4 days. I mean, it all sounds fun. Oh yeah, it's pretty. It's beautiful. Time in the boat. I mean. That all that is true, but
fishing you still go down there and go fishing.
Yeah, fishing makes it a hell of a lot better, and I can't say that you know the success and the hatch on those trips has been really what we've been after the last 3 times we've done it, which sucks because you know, believe me, nobody wants it more than I do. So I pulled the throttles back this year, and I'm not ready to commit to those yet. I'm gonna wait till more September-ish.
But the 2023 Royal Star schedule is out, and you better get on it too, right? Because trips are already filling up.
Yeah, and we've got it. I mean, I've got it mapped out all the way till the end. But Tracy has it up on the website. The trips in April, May. You know, we've, like many of our colleagues, we've adapted our schedule to take advantage of this local bluefin thing because. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know,
yeah.
I mean, we've seen this.
Amazing.
There's nothing to indicate that it's going to be
no better fishing in the world.
That's just, it's really the most incredible fishing there is. Like, why the hell would you go down there 1,000 miles away when you're catching 150 to 200 pounders right here in your backyard? You know what I mean? It's pretty much that simple, the logic. So we've adapted our schedule. We're running a suite of 3-day trips, weekend 3 days. We've even got a few 2 days in the middle of the week, a couple of day and a halfs, you know, in at the end of March, April, May. Focused on this local bluefin thing, which, you know, again, nobody can argue that it's just been beyond belief you know, and the potential.
And those were the best months so far this year, last year,
and the year before.
Yeah.
There just wasn't any effort out there the years before. So once we got some effort out of the water, I mean, it's as good as it wasn't a lucky thing. I mean, that's been proven. So, and again, I don't see anything, I mean, short of some cataclysmic, you know, event, you know, giant El Nino or whatever the hell, something that's really going to throw a wrench in the works. I mean, as much bluefin as we're seeing and the fact that it's so well managed now, we've talked about this before in the program, but we're looking at a result of probably the most effective fisheries management strategy, I think, historically that I could think of, you know, that this bluefin has been rebuilding. It just goes to show you, if you do something proactive, and I know it was reactive when there was the problem 7 or 8 years ago, but keeping with that strategy and managing it rather than just, you know, going pell-mell, open it back up again, has resulted in the kind of quantities of bluefin that we're talking about. It's really just the size fish alone this year. Yeah. You know what I mean? Anywhere from those big boys, you know, 200-300 pounders, down to these little fellows that are all around. We see a lot of that.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, those little 8-10 pounders. We're not catching them, but we're seeing them jumping all over. And there's every size in between.
Yeah. Man,
what a perfect example of a good, healthy fishery.
That is,
in my opinion, is going to be available for a long time.
And the quantity of bait around, I mean, everything, anchovies, sardine, everything. It's just like there's a reason for that they're here, right?
No question about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole ecosystem here in this Southern California Bight, Northern Baja, up to Northern California, we've all heard and read about the massive anchovy exploding up there, which there's already, I know there's more than...
It was raining anchovy in San Francisco.
Yeah, and
you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, I guess the seagulls were so gorged with anchovy up there that they were like spitting them up over the city.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is
awesome.
You know, tin French fries and a hamburger.
Yeah.
And
they're having epic salmon fishing up there too.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, yeah.
And I know some of that bluefin's already moved in up there.
Yeah,
I've seen some palmers out there west.
Yeah,
you know, it makes sense.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so the ocean's healthy.
It is, 100%. Along this stretch, that's for damn sure. I mean, we're very blessed as far as, you know, our region, you know, as anglers. We're very blessed to be fishing in this part of the world because, you know, I mean, all you read is just, you know, doom and gloom, or, you know, everything in the world's, you know, like the last fish is swimming. And,
right.
That's not true here.
Yeah.
Like, not even close.
And while we're talking about bait, let's talk about the Everham brothers and what a phenomenal job those guys are working their tails off. You know, as I saw 2-3 different boats out yesterday surveying the areas, and they're flying planes. They're going everywhere to catch bait for you guys.
24/7 this time of year. And between the effort on the water and how they maintain their facilities. Yeah. And the biggest change was, we're talking 5-6 years ago when they switched over to those wire mesh boxes.
Yeah.
The quality of the bait now is, it's so good compared to, you know, what it was 10, 12 years ago when they were turning and burning. There's a lot of red bait, you know, wood chips, we call it. But the majority of the bait now is in much, much better shape due to the design of those boxes.
Yeah.
They're constantly innovating. They're constantly investing. Mm-hmm. They really do a good job for being a, I mean, it's a relatively small operation, you know.
They're the masters.
They do a phenomenal job. Yeah. Nobody can compete.
And all their crew is such a fantastic group of people there. They really do a good
job. They're dedicated. I have nothing but accolades. You know, they've done a phenomenal job and continue to. And, you know, we've got a lot to be grateful for because our fishery is what it is
because
of that.
Of the Everham brothers.
100%.
So many people travel here from outside the country to get to go fishing on board the Royal Star and all the, you know, Great Day and a Half boats and all the long range boats. And that's the thing that you always hear about, at least getting to talk to those guys in the tackle store, that always blows them away is, you know, they live in a place where if you want to go fish with live bait, you've got to go catch live bait in the morning. Like every piece of bait you use, you have to go get it. And it's just hard for them to realize that you can drive to a place and virtually load on an unlimited supply of bait that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long.
Yeah.
It's spoiled. So nice.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Yeah, they are. Well, hey, phones are packed up. One line open. You want to get through? Here's your chance. You have a chance to not only talk to Tim, but win a trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. 213-432-1090.
Carl in Lakeside is up next with us here on Let's Talk Hook Up. Carl, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning. I do a lot of rockfish and vermilion offshore here and recently down in the Sea of Cortez. My question is the small rockfish that you pull up sometimes from way deep, like 200, 400 feet, their bladder comes out the mouth. And then I've seen people weight them with a barbless hook and send them back down. And I've also, can you pop that and just let them go? Or what's the best way to get those little guys back down?
Well, what's the best way and what's the not dealing with it way would be those two options. I mean, the best way, no doubt, is, you know, like you say, with some sort of descending device, like the sinker,
the rock lease,
the sequelizer.
Yeah.
And they've got really cool video of those things where they strap a GoPro-ish type camera. And, I mean, you'll see a fish that you and I years ago would have said, well, that thing's dead. It's dead as a doornail. It's not moving. It's not flipping. Its eyes are bulged out. The swim bladder is blown out its mouth. They clip that thing on, you know, on one of those, you know, rock lease or one of those devices at the GoPro phone. You see the thing go down and go down and go down, and all of a sudden it's however deep it is. And, I mean, the thing just, it all of a sudden it's wiggling and it's alive and its eyeballs are sucked back in. And the thing, you know, they shake it off, boom, you watch it dart off again. I mean, a fish that you would have said that thing's done and over, guaranteed. The problem with just poking a hole in the swim bladder is it will relieve the pressure and that fish will probably swim back down. But, I mean, you know, think of it in terms of you as a person. I mean, you're literally poking a hole in its, you know, in a bladder.
With a non-sterile instrument.
That likely.
It's going to get an infection.
I mean,
it's going to die.
Is it better than a seagull pecking its eyes out on the surface? I mean, I guess you could argue that, but likely it's not that's not the move. If your goal is to send that thing down and keep it alive and, you know, be a good steward, the sending it down with a sinker, you know, not puncturing a hole, that's the move to make.
Yeah, I like the way they do it in Alaska with the downrigger ball.
Totally.
Put it put a release clip on the downrigger ball. The sequelizer is what they use a lot up there. Yeah. You just send it down on the downrigger ball.
Yeah, you bring up a cod that weighs 15 pounds. Yeah. It takes more than a 16-ounce torpedo sinker to sink, you know. Than a 16-ounce torpedo sinker to sink a beach ball down the water.
That's
you
got
to get some weight behind it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, but absolutely, it's you know, it's talking about steward of our resources there. Yeah, the more we take care of our resources, the better they're going to be, and the more fish access we're going to have. And that's part of it, is that rockfish release thing. Hey, here's a good text from Larry in Carlsbad. A very good question. He says, with local bluefin biting in good size, what trip do I want to go on? Do I want to go on a 5-day? Do I want to go on a day and a half? It's a good question that people ponder, right?
Well, once again, going back to the description of a long-range trip before, a long-range trip is about building a trip based on variety, scenery, doing different things.
Yeah.
So, you know,
but if you want to fish local bluefin,
and that's your goal, you've got a lot of options here as far as your local boats go. I mean, look at the Liberty, look at the San Diego, look at, you know, an overnight trip, a day and a half trip. Those are going to focus on whatever's available locally within, say, 100 miles, 110 miles.
But it's not time really on the matter, water, right? Is important.
Yeah, but it's not really a matter of one or the other. Now. On a 5-day trip, you might have a day of local fishing or 2 days of local fishing mixed into your game plan if you're going on a 4-day trip or a 5-day trip. So, you know, if you want some local fishing and other fishing, long-range trip. If you just want to focus on a local bluefin, go on a shorter trip. Yeah, I think that's your
day and a half, 2-day, 3-day.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that. Yeah. All right.
The 5-day trip also provides you, you know, gives you that great fishing, but also gives you the accommodation that comes with going on a boat like the Royal Star.
Yeah.
You know, nice accommodations to sleep in, the killer food, the killer service of the crew.
Everything.
Yeah. Just there's just even more that comes with it.
Now, here's another scenario. You go out there and you absolutely hammer the bluefin, you get your limits. You're on a day and a half. You come in, and it happened a lot this spring. You're back before your trip is supposed to end. You're on a 5-day. You got another option there.
Yeah,
you can go somewhere else.
Yeah, you
right?
go down to the beach. You turn
on
something else.
Catch something else. Yeah.
I mean, we call that having a quality problem.
Yeah. Cadillac problem.
Yeah. Darn it. Yeah, you've got too many fish too early. I mean, that is the definition.
But you have options.
That's right.
Yeah. The more time you have, the more options you have.
Yep.
Yeah, that works for me. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The future feature comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.